Hey, it's 18 after 4 o'clock. You got you downtown on a Wednesday afternoon. Rich Kimball and Brian Stackpole here and on the Tiller and Ride telephone line. We connect with our friend Jerry Monta. Jerry, good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon. Before I jump into the topic I think you want to jump into, I got a big favor to ask you guys.
Of course.
I'm looking for a written letter of recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that there are some job openings at this place called FIFA.
Yes, they don't offer much in the way of a starting salary, but some incredible benefits.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you think I don't take bribes, you're absolutely wrong. Okay?
Okay.
People think I might not take bribes, and that is definitely not the case.
All right. Now, the one thing I need to tell you in advance here is that you will need to change your name so it sounds remarkably like an organ in the human body.
Yes. Well, I've been known to change names. That's not a problem.
That's not a problem for you. Okay. Because
yes.
If you could be Bill Gasophagus, I think you got a chance.
Done.
Perfect. Perfect. Lenny... Pancreas.
I don't know if I really read this correctly. Did you read Sports Illustrated this week?
I did.
Okay. Did I read that one of these brain surgeons actually made so much money from bribes that he bought his cats an apartment?
Yes, that's right. Which, frankly, I'm not much of a cat guy. If I were ever going to have cats, that's the way I'd do it.
This is so good.
Yeah, you can't make this up.
No, they'd put you away. Hollywood would laugh you out of the room. Oh, man. Okay, so what's up?
Well, let's start with the Red Sox here. My goodness gracious, they come off a great weekend. Maybe their most exciting, inspirational win of the year. People feeling good. Get a day off. And then go back to doing nothing again with runners on base.
Yeah, yeah. This is the team that God hates. they cannot put together a pitching and hitting. I mean, they can't do it on the same day. Apparently, it's against new club regulations. It's amazing. Now, as you know, I don't have television where I live. So I have to go up the road and watch ball games at my buddy's house. I've seen 7 games this year. They've lost 6 of the 7. And the only game they won was that 1-0 game against the Twins last week. Remember that?
I do.
I think it was a week ago. That's just the way it's that's the way it's going. Now, do you know this guy Bill Chuck at boston.com?
I do not know Bill Chuck.
Well, this is fascinating. Now, I'm not a real stats guy, but this guy, listen to what he came up with. Normally, or at least in recent memory, the Red Sox were known as a team that was very patient. They waited pitchers out. They made them throw extra pitches, and they got into the bullpen early, et cetera. And that was one of the secrets to their success. This guy figured out this year, for some reason, and the only exception to this is Dustin Pedroia. But he figured out that every hitter on the Red Sox, if they face more than 5 pitches per at-bat, they are terrible. In other words, he's telling the Red Sox to be less patient at the plate. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, and certainly goes against what they've been preaching in the
right?
whole organization for a couple of years. Although I did see a stat the other day, and it may have been on Sandoval, that his batting average when he swings at the first pitch is, I think, in the mid to upper 300s.
Well, that's what this guy's talking about. He says they've got to get up there and start hacking. They're taking too many pitches, and they're paying the price. They need to be less patient, which is just unheard of. By the way, speaking of Sandoval, this is, the team that God hates. All of a sudden, this year, he comes to the American League, he comes to the Red Sox, and he can't hit left-handed pitching?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, just out of the clear blue sky, can't hit left-handers.
Now, he's one of the streakiest guys in the business, so I'm not giving up on him yet because he's just as likely to zoom into late June and July and hit about 400 for a month.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. From your lips, as they say, your lips. Let's go down the list. Let's start with the good news. Pedroia and Xander Bogaerts, arguably, and, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, arguably the best second base shortstop combination in the major leagues. Arguably. But would you agree?
Yeah, I'd have to take a little closer look around, but certainly a very good combo, both playing well.
Yep, both guys hitting 300 or close to it. Pedroia's at 309 and Bogaerts 297. Okay, that's the good news. Now, we get to Mookie Betts. I just don't know what to make of this guy. He's now hitting 237. Man, let's leave him aside for just a second.
Okay.
David Ortiz.
Oof, it's over.
Claims he's not washed up.
No, it's over.
It is over, isn't it?
I think so.
There was a time when he could actually hit left-handers as well.
Well, now, there'll be flashes. You know, he'll hit a few homers, and when all is said and done, we'll look at the power numbers at the end of the year, and I'm guessing it'll be somewhere in the low 20s, 80 RBIs or so, but it's done, him being a consistently productive hitter.
He's got the worst stats of any DH in baseball, any full-time DH. All right, we move on. Mike Napoli had one good week.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was fun.
Yeah,
was so good.
One good week. The surgery really helped, I guess.
Yes. Well, at least he's sleeping well.
He's the one. In fact, he's sleeping during games. Let's see. Hanley Ramirez. Now, the good news is X-rays negative. Should play again soon.
Great.
He was getting hot, and then this happened.
Because he's a China doll who was always hurt.
There you go. That's right. Where are we now? Brock Holt, love the guy.
He's great.
Love him. Blake Swihart.
He'll be all right.
Could be good.
Yep.
Could be good. Nava, hurt. Victorino, always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And down the list we go. Ruzny Castillo. What do you make of him? Because I have no idea.
I've seen nothing yet that makes me think this guy was worth a major investment. Now, I'll give him a chance. I'll give him time to get acclimated to the major leagues. But I have been less than impressed so far.
Yeah. So now we've used one P word, which is patience. And let's not be patient at the plate. That's what we're being told now. The other P word is potential. I'm tired of hearing about potential. The potential for Hanley Ramirez to hit 40 homers, the potential for Sandoval to come up big in the playoffs, the potential for this and that. Swihart, stop it. Just stop it. Listen, we fired Juan Nieves and brought in the miracle worker, Carl Willis, and he is a miracle worker as far as I'm concerned. Now do we fire Chili Davis?
I hope not. I don't think it's his fault. I keep saying, trying to be optimistic, the bats will come around. The weather will get warm. The bats will come around. But I just don't know. There's something about this mix of players, Jerry, that doesn't seem to want to gel for anything more than a two- or three-game stretch.
I guess. I don't know. It's very, very frustrating for me. And, of course, it is all about me.
Well, yes. Yeah.
It's very, very frustrating because listen, it's one thing, if I had television, I could sit in my living room and be frustrated by myself. But no, I have to get in the car and drive to be frustrated this year.
That makes it worse. There's no question about it.
It's way worse.
All right, I want to break away from the Red Sox for a moment here because I know you're a guy who enjoys tennis, covered tennis as well. Does Serena Williams get the attention she ought to be getting for what she's doing and the remarkable stretch that she's on?
Nope, she doesn't. She is a cyborg.
Yes,
she is. I mean, it doesn't matter if she's injured, sick, or healthy. It doesn't matter. She just wins when she feels like winning. You know what I'm saying? When she has to. When it's a major, she just wins. she's a monster. I thought Venus was the best player I ever saw, and then she comes along. It's just amazing. Just amazing.
We're talking with our friend Jerry Montour here on Downtown. Did you watch the Belmont? Well, you don't have TV. Did you listen to the Belmont Stakes? Did you put your ear to the ground to hear the horses?
Nope. Heard about it, though.
Yeah.
And apparently this horse, what's his, American Pharaoh. Yeah, not getting the attention that he deserves as an athlete.
Well, because he's so reticent to talk to the media. I think that's
true,
part of it.
True. Now, is he going to be put out to stud?
Yes. Oh, yes. Although a bit of a miscalculation by the family that owned him. They sold his breeding rights after the Preakness, before he had won the Triple Crown.
Ah. Just for the record, I put myself out to stud not too long ago.
Which do you think will pan out better for you, your stud rights or your application for a high-paying management job at FIFA?
Well, that's my backup plan.
I see.
FIFA.
I got you.
Yeah, that's my backup plan.
Well, we're here for you. I want you to know that. Whatever we can do to ease that transition.
No, you don't mean that.
No, I do. I do.
No, that's hollow. It rings hollow. You don't really mean that, because if you meant that, I'd be up there in a heartbeat. But I'm not going up there.
My people here, we're working on a letter right now.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nearly cried. We're just trying, actually searching Wikipedia to get more of your career highlights to include in this recommendation.
You know, I just found out that you can actually change anything on Wikipedia. Isn't this great?
Yeah, well, it is great. It's fantastic.
I've got to get right to work.
We did find the other day, though, our producer, Brian Stackpole, I don't know what he was looking at, but he found you listed under notable alums from the University of Maine. I'm not on that list.
Well, why would you be?
Exactly.
Why would you be? Well, this is great news.
Yep.
Except it probably means they expect me to write a check now, right?
I'm pretty sure that by putting you in there, they expect something for the alumni fund, yes.
Okay, here's how it's going to go. FIFA job, write the check to UMO.
There it is right there. All right, we'll do what we can on our end. Don't screw up.
All right.
Jerry, thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you for asking me, and thanks for answering the call.
Whatever we can do. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's Jerry Montour.